Welcome to the Caregiver's Toolbox, tools for everyday caregiving. On this podcast, we give education and information on topics related to senior healthcare. This podcast is brought to you by Minute Women Home Care, a home health agency located in Lexington, Massachusetts. My name's Ryan McKenneth, and let's get into it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Caregiver's Toolbox, Tools for Everyday Caregiving, where we provide you education and information relating to senior care topics. And today we're going to continue on our subject of managing expectations, and today we're going to be discussing about high hour cases. Now, last week we spoke about low hour cases and some of the challenges to having a case where it's 20, 25 hours or under. And to summarize that, the issues are you have caregiver changing, you're going to have to be flexible. Maybe the days or the exact times that you're looking for are not going to match up with what the agency can do. And it just can be difficult to maintain the same caregivers in the home for a long period of time. Now, with the high hour cases, those come with their own challenges and things that you should be aware of if you know that you're going to be needing, you know, 8, 10, 12, 24 hours a day of care. And so I'm here with Janet, as always, and we're going to get into some of the high hour cases. So I'll let you take the first talking point. What do you think about the high hour cases?
Well, on the high hour cases, it depends, again, on what is the support system's need. Oftentimes, it can be from during the day while family members are at work. They don't need anybody overnight, but they need someone 9 to 5 or on up to that. And where it becomes a challenge is how many caregivers are needed. If it's over 40 hours, just like any business, you're dealing with an overtime situation. If you have a 40-hour job, which is 8 to 5 for the caregiver, and we've had a number of those, you have the issue of there is one caregiver, which everybody thinks is great, unless that person needs a day off or calls in sick, and now this replacement is like a stranger. If you have what is very common, which are 12-hour cases, and if that's 7 days a week, you know, you're going to be needing probably 3 caregivers to cover that without incurring overtime costs. And there's a whole set of things that goes with that too.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the more caregivers or the more cooks in the kitchen, the more confusing it can get, without a doubt, especially to start some of these cases. I would say that if we get a case that's 16, 12 hours or more, that first week is really critical to get, that first 7 days, I should say, of the case is really critical to smooth out any wrinkles or issues that are going on, whether that's on the caregiver side or the client side, because it really determines, you want to get off to the right foot, because a lot of these people that are getting high hour cases have gone from being completely independent, and maybe they had a fall or they had an issue, to now not having a moment, or what they feel is not having a moment of privacy. Somebody's in the home with them 24 hours a day or 12 hours a day, basically, when they're always awake, and then when they go to sleep, nobody's there. So you want to get it off to a right start. So with many different caregivers comes different challenges. You have a lot of caregivers that want to be on this case, be with that client, because it's a highly desired amount of hours. But with that comes the issues of overtime, which you mentioned, but also trying to find the right caregivers for the right situation. You're going to have your A's and your B's and your C caregivers. You're going to have, as you said, what was the?
Mary Poppins.
You're going to have your Mary Poppins, the person, the perfect caregiver that does everything right and gets along with everything. Then you're going to have the group of caregivers that they do a good job, but they just, you feel that they don't have that personal connection, or maybe they don't do it perfectly the way that your mom or dad likes it. And then you're going to have the caregivers that you might want replaced, that you think are adequate, but they aren't perfect for the situation. Or you might keep them, but just say, hey, limit their amount of hours. They keep my mom safe. They do a good job, but there isn't that personal connection there, or they're not making the bed the perfect way that my dad likes it every time, and for some reason they can't get trained on it, but they're not endangering my parent in any way. They're just not as perfect as Mary Poppins is.
Right. I mean, Mary Poppins, she knows how to, make the perfect meal, make the perfect bed, like you said. And Mary Poppins also has that crystal ball to know what your favorite of this is and your dislike of that is. And you can have a caregiver who is very skilled and very safety conscious, but the family doesn't find that person as personable as someone who's really personable and the client loves them personally, but they forgot to do something, or they just don't seem to, you don't feel as good about for whatever reason.
Sure.
The chemistry piece is huge, as well as the technical part.
And absolutely rightly so. If you have somebody in your home for 12 hours a day, you want to like that person. You want to have a connection with that person, ideally. You don't want them to be a stranger that's taking care of you. So you want to have some type of connection. I completely understand that. Another issue with the many moving parts is you have more likely, there are pros and cons, right? You have the higher chance that somebody's going to have a flat tire, that somebody's going to have an emergency with their kid and they can't make it in, and Mary Poppins has an emergency and they have to go, or they're going to be half an hour late, and that causes an issue because you have people coming and going at all different times, two or three different times in a day. The benefit of that is you should have, ideally, people to be able to cover on somebody when they're sick or they have an upcoming medical issue that they need a small surgery or whatever it might be, a funeral, a vacation. You should be able to cover that. But you also, since you're relying on these caregivers so much, that there's a higher chance of somebody coming and going and being late or forgetting their shift or whatever it might be. It does happen, even though we try to avoid that.
Yeah, I think when we have multiple people on a case, if we get the good chemistry cases, which we do the majority of the time, we want one of the people that may has one of the other days be the fill-in so that you're not bringing in someone that has not been on the case. And yet that will happen. There are emergencies. Snowstorms are classic situations where, you have to safety first and the care of the client. And maybe it's not someone they're familiar with, so they're not going to cut the crust off the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But at the end of the day, it won't be the end of the world.
Yes. And so that's the kind of the difficulties with some of the high hours. And we talked about it a little bit, but with the overtime as well. I mean, that becomes an issue too, because if somebody needs to leave and, we need to fill that case or those hours, do you want somebody brand new or do you want somebody with overtime? And then there's additional charges with that. I mean, it's just that time and a half ends up, being very costly. I mean, for us, it's close to $40 an hour. Versus our regular costs of $27 an hour. So that limits it because we get the calls like, we love this Mary Poppins. We want her as much as possible. And then they forget about that overtime issue, but that becomes a problem as well. I guess the perfect case is a 40-hour case where you have the Mary Poppins. You love her so much. She lives 5 minutes away.
She can walk if the car gets a flat.
and she only needs 40 hours a week. But those cases are few and far between, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think, too, to keep in mind, when you do bring in someone that is a fill-in or not accustomed to a case, and as we had talked in previous podcasts about short hours, we have to remember that little piece of just knowing where things are. And, when you get a group that work as a team and everybody knows where the extra towels are and whatever, that goes back to expectations, too. We have to make sure that we show them where things are. I don't know where you keep the dustpan and mop in your house, and you probably don't know where I keep mine. So, or whether to cut the crust off the sandwich is a popular one.
Absolutely. Well, this kind of gives us you an idea of what the challenges are with a high hour case, because you just can have a lot of moving parts going on, and it's a lot of different shifts to fill, and it's trying to get a whole team of, if you have a 24 hour case, that's 12 hour shifts, you're talking, you might have, on the low end, you have 8 caregivers in your home, different caregivers in your home. On the high end, you could have 10. Depending on who can work what shifts and the overtime constraints and all of those different things. So you need to get in theory, up to 10 people on the same page with what's going on with your this case and with this client and exactly what the needs are. And it takes a lot of work, not only on the home health agency, on us, but it also, there is training on the client side as well, because we make a care plan. We expressly put in that care plan what needs to be done for Jane Doe every single day. But that care plan doesn't necessarily tell everybody in the world exactly where the dustpan is and where the which cabinet the food's in and which cabinet the utensils are in and where everything is stored in the house, because it's always so unique. So that's where you have not only the family but other caregivers that have been there that are there to train somebody new on where all these different nuances are with each case. So it can be a lot of moving parts going on. So that's what you can expect. For the most part, after the first week, maybe 2 weeks, things smooth out. And then all of a sudden you have the caregivers in there you like. Everybody knows where everything is and where it needs to be.
And they're working as a team.
And then they're working as a team. But it does take a good week to iron out, and maybe sometimes 14 days to iron out all those wrinkles and then get everything running smoothly.
Right. And many times if someone's coming home from the hospital or coming home from rehab, you know, the classic scenario is they get the call that they're coming home that Friday and you're pulling everything together and you're trying to figure out which end is up just in your whole world and the transportation of getting the person home or whatever. And you're throwing this on top. So it takes some patience and it takes a little, you got to feel that you can put some faith in to whoever is coordinating the care.
Absolutely. It can be a chaotic situation as well. Yep. Where somebody didn't, like you said, somebody didn't think they were going home, and then 3 o'clock on a Friday, hey, you're going to be home in 3 hours, figure it out. And then we're getting the call at 6 o'clock at night saying, I need somebody now. So it takes a while. So that gives you kind of the insight on what happens on our end and managing that expectation on the client's end of what's going to happen if you're looking at a high hour case. So thank you very much for listening. We'll have something out next week on live-ins. And in the meantime, you can listen to some of our other podcasts. We appreciate you listening to us. Our podcasts come out on a weekly basis, and you will hear from us soon. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Caregivers Toolbox podcast, which is brought to you by Minute Women Home Care Services, located in Lexington, Massachusetts. Call us at 1-844-BEST-CARE if you have caregiving questions or needs. For comments regarding the podcast, find us on Twitter. Our handle is @MWHomeCare. Thanks again, and we look forward to hearing from you.